Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Live from the Liberty University studios, it is the Todd Starnes Show, and yes, there will still be conservative common sense. However, Jeff Katz, happy to be in for my dear friend Todd. My goodness, a beautiful, beautiful Friday here. I happen to be in Central Virginia, tiny little place called Hanover, and I'm looking at green grass and flowers and trees, and I love it. By the way, I'm pumped because last week I got to spend a few extra moments with Aaron Lewis. I think I mentioned that to you. I was going to go see Aaron Lewis. My wife and I were headed in opposite directions concert-wise. Heidi was going to see Hanson. Anybody remember Hanson? I think the youngest Hanson brother is probably now on Social Security. But anyway, bop, she did, and she went to see them, and she had a great time, but I was going to see Aaron Lewis. Now, there's something about Aaron Lewis that just speaks to me, and I used to be a fan when he was the guy behind Stained, and he still is, but it's the solo music, it's the country music that Aaron Lewis is out performing now that really, honest to goodness, is just speaking for so many of us. The biggest hit for many people, am I the only one, right? That's the question we've all been asking. And it's funny because we've all been asking the same question. Am I the only one? And then you come to a place like the Todd Starnes Show and you realize, oh, no, I'm not alone. No, there are a lot of good, upstanding people just like me, which I love. And gosh, to spend a few minutes with him, I played all the cards. You know, I never do the, hey, do you know who I am thing? Because frankly, the answer is always no, we don't. And it's a real letdown. So I played all of the other cards, and I said, I got to meet the guy. I just got to shake his hand. I got to talk with him for a couple of minutes, so I got to spend time backstage with him. And he was everything that you would have imagined. Good, solid guy. That's what defines us. We're good people. Now, we don't normally toot our own horns about being good people, right? Because that sort of flies in the face of being a good person. But we're good people, and we want good things for other good people. And we also know, oh, I don't know, what words mean. What do you think a recession means?
It all depends who you are. Depends who you're asking.
No, it really doesn't. Not at all. Not at all. Doesn't depend who you ask. Fact of the matter is, a recession has a definition. And it's a definition that is so clear and so easy that even I know it. And let me tell you something. If I know it, it can't be that complicated. Can't be that complicated. A recession is defined as 2 consecutive quarters of economic contraction, of the GDP going down, of negative growth. Now, you can toss any of those terms around if you would like. And I suppose that you could claim, well, all right, that changes it. But the meaning itself is very clear. 2 consecutive quarters. Well, that's what we've got. And you know why we have it? We don't need to beat around the bush on this, do we? We have it because of Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats. It is that simple. It is not that complicated. Now, your world and my world being negatively impacted every single solitary day. Every single day as a result of what's going on in the White House, what's going on in Congress. Can you afford what you used to be able to afford? Because I've come across so many stories. It used to be, I'd sit down and go, all right, here's a good story about something. I'm going to share this. Here's a good story. I should share this one. And now, it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Story after story with real people. 75% of middle-class households now say their income is falling behind the cost of living. Now, before you get all scared, oh my God, oh come on, Jeff, that's from one of the members of the vast right-wing conspiracy. It's actually from CNBC. And as far as news sources go, I would not exactly put CNBC amongst the grand conservative operations. 75% of middle-class Americans now say their income is falling behind the cost of living. You and I each took a 9% pay cut last year, and you may or may not have realized it because your boss didn't call you in and say, hey, you're doing a really lousy job. I'm cutting your pay by 9%, and if you don't like it, quit. Because then at least you'd understand it, right? I mean, if my boss called me and said, Jeff, you know what? I hate what you do. Oh. But I got to keep you around because I don't have anybody else to do it. Oh. But the job is now only going to be paying 90% of what it used to pay. Oh. Well, I'd have to come home. I'd have to have a conversation. Do we do it? Do we not do it? But that's not what happened. Just 9% of my income disappeared. 9% of my buying power vanished because of inflation. You know, I've got three kids. And my two boys are experiencing inflation for their first time ever. Right? My oldest guy, who, by the way, today is his birthday. 21 years old. I cannot believe that my wife is old enough to be the mother to a 21-year-old son. Well, anyway, she is. But he turns 21 today. Next year, he'll be a junior at Stanford. Well, right. Smart kid. My youngest guy, 17. He's more of a social guy. Really social. In fact, he's up with friends as we speak. Kind of behind enemy lines in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. We've got friends up there. He has friends. Somebody he's been friendly with through middle school and high school and outside of school and theater club and music, you know, all that sort of stuff. So anyway, he's remained friends with this person, and their parents are so kind. They said, oh, yeah, well, you know, Joe can spend the summer with us. Really? Does he want to? Oh, and I couldn't even get the question out of my mouth before he was like packing his bag. But amongst other things, these very, very generous folks spend a week on the vineyard. Ah, yes. Believe me when I tell you, the rest of the Katz family is not spending a week on the vineyard. But my littlest guy, my youngest guy, he's spending a week on the vineyard. And he said, you know, we actually ran into the Obamas last year at an ice cream shop. And I thought, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, it really ruined your vacation, but whatever. So the two of them are aware of what's going on in this sense. They know that things are very expensive. They know that things are in short supply. They know that things are difficult. Now, I know, I said I had three children. My middle kiddo is Julia, and Julia is 19 years old chronologically, but developmentally, Julia is about 18 months old and will always be about 18 months old. So she's always going to be our baby. So she's not aware of what's going on. But the boys are, and the boys are really puzzled. What does this mean? And my oldest guy came home the other day from work, and he said, when's wage inflation going to hit my paycheck? I looked at him like, dude, you know, I don't know how to break it to you. But all the folks you're hanging out with on the left coast, you're the folks who did this, not me. I know how I voted. I know how my friends voted. I know why we decided to move from Taxachusetts and come to another Commonwealth, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Believe me when I tell you. But they're seeing it for the first time. And that number, 75% of middle-class households saying their income is falling behind the cost of living. That's the most important number that you're going to hear. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is a recession, what isn't a recession. I've got a whole bunch of great audio clips. I'll be sharing those with you in just a couple of moments. To think that I would live in a day and age where I would see, I would hear, I would read self-proclaimed reporters, journalists, and boy, do they love telling you how important they are. Why, Jeff, you know, you are a mere talk show host. Oh, okay. You just give your opinions. All right. I am a real reporter. And I'm telling you, they always just stretch it out. I am a real reporter. Almost like they've asked Vanna if they could buy an extra vowel. I am a serious journalist. Okay. Well, I got to tell you something. You of the legacy news media ranks, you, the self-proclaimed, self-righteous, condescending, real reporters and serious journalists, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for spinning the way that you are spinning, for carrying water for this administration in a way that I have never in five decades on God's green earth seen before. Recession means two consecutive quarters of contraction in the GDP. It's that simple. And yet they're trying to change. In fact, they have changed it, haven't they? They've just decided to ignore the facts. This is Orwell, my friends. 1984, Newspeak. Who knows? Maybe you and I will be punished for thought crimes in the not-too-distant future. It's just craziness. It really is. I want to remind you that my friend Todd knows his tea. Goodness gracious, does the man know his tea. And one of his favorite things to talk about is life change tea. Yeah, they're having their big summer sale. Now, here's what you do. You buy three and you get one free. And this summer, you can make a commitment to feel your very best. Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. You can use it daily for optimum gut health. Todd's drinking it every single day, and it's the right combination of 12 herbs. It comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007. I hate to acknowledge that, but that's actually a long time ago, isn't it? It's made right here in the USA. It's easy to brew. You keep it in your fridge. You drink it daily. It's summertime, and Todd wants to make sure you've got a big glass of it, and that's why he's drinking Life Change Tea daily. So you go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. You order used today. You're going to use the discount code TOD10. You'll get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. Now, we're talking about more than $50 in savings. Again, go to this website, GetTheTea.com. Use discount code T-O-D-D and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. We do not want you to miss out. Remind you, a great resource for everybody is ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. All sorts of brilliant insight, wonderful observations, and some really cool stuff. If you haven't checked out Todd's latest book, this Daily Biscuit Devotional, I'm telling you, you need to do it. You'll find it at ToddStarnes.com. Oh, while you're online, look, Todd has, I don't know, 87 million people following him on Getter, including me. But I need some more folks. Would you mind giving me a follow over on Getter? I would appreciate it. Simple as that. Yes, yes. Blatant begging. The Jeff Katz Show. If you would give that a follow on Getter, I would appreciate it. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. You can like that page as well on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Chef Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Yes, we're joining you from the Liberty University studios, and we're redefining terms. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Now that I think about it, I'm not surprised. When is a recession not a recession? When George Orwell is able to move into the Oval Office. That's what's happening as we speak. We're simply watching as people redefine terms. Look, it started with this idea of anybody can be a woman, which is insane, is it not? It's absolutely absurd, correct? But we're told, my gosh, wait a minute. If we ask a question, if we say, but look, oh, you're a terrible person. You're a somethingaphobe. You're a hater. You're a bigot. And you think, well, no, but I'm the father to a daughter. And I shared with you, Julia's got any number of disabilities. So Julia's not going to ever be competing for a college scholarship or things of that sort. But I thought to myself, well, what if Julia were a typically developing girl? Let's say, for the sake of argument, that she were, I don't know, a standout swimmer. And she was up every morning at 5 a.m. and we were at the pool, and then she had school, and then we're practicing after school. Because that's the life of a competitive swimmer from just about the time the kid tells the parents, hey, I like to swim. And the parents are told by the coach, this kid has some talent. Super early in the morning. Then you go to class. Then you go to extra practice. Then you're traveling on the weekends for the meets. And then you're competing for scholarships. And it's split seconds here and split seconds there. Well, Will Thomas had been a thoroughly mediocre swimmer when he said he was a guy. Thoroughly mediocre. I think he was, what, ranked 400th in the country, something like that, which, you know, believe me, that's about 1,000 ahead of me, but for swimmers, apparently wasn't that great. But the moment that Will Thomas decided he was actually Leah Thomas, excuse me, and would then be competing in the female division, well, guess what? Something changed. His ranking. And according to all reports, that's all that changed. Getting reports that he walks around the locker room and his teammates who are females are saying, well, he's clearly a biological male. We know he's walking around the locker room. And he's also talking about dating women. So there's nothing hateful here. It's simply a matter of fairness. It's a matter that I'm going to use the word equity. Isn't that the buzzword this week? Right? You want to have a separate category? You've got men, you've got women, you've got transsexual athletes, transgender athletes. I'm fine with that. I don't have any problem with that at all. I want everybody to have the opportunity. I absolutely adore everybody. I want everybody to have a long, happy, healthy life. But there does come a point where there's got to be some degree of common sense. But if you can redefine a term like that, Merriam-Webster now, redefining woman. The government saying, well, we talk about birthing parents, to which I say, in other words, moms, you know, women. Oh, you're a horrible person. Well, then it's really easy to simply say the definition of recession, two consecutive quarters of contraction. Yeah, we're just changing it because we don't like it anymore. It's craziness. It's insanity. It's Joe Biden's America. Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
And for my friend Todd today, where I am, it is a lovely, lovely day. I'm telling you, I am here in the Plaque Shack. It's my my home studio setup. And initially, I had called it the Broadcast Hut. And I thought, Radio Shack. But now I'm doing so much other stuff here. And it's become the Plaque Shack simply because my wife has said, okay, here's another box of your stuff. Now you've got walls to hang it on. So I am surrounded by things that tell me how wonderful I am. It's like a tribute, a testament to my insecurity and low self-esteem. But that being said, we are officially broadcasting from the Liberty University studios, and I'm so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Now, I was talking about the descriptions of terms, changing definitions. Let me give you an example of somebody getting called out on this. You know, we used to have Little Red Lying Hood up there in D.C. as the Minister of Propaganda. And look, I never believed her. But she seemed to be up to the job of lying. I mean, that's the job, apparently, at least for this presidential administration. And she seemed to have committed everything to memory. And when they said, oh, she's leaving and going to MSNBC, I thought, well, I guess that just means she's changing offices because she's always been at MSNBC, right? I mean, that's the Biden administration is MSNBC. But they brought in a new minister of propaganda who, on her first day, pointed out how many special boxes she checked. And I thought, okay, well, congratulations, anybody you slice it. I mean, I don't think we're going to agree on issues, but I'm sure you're smart. I'm sure you're talented. And now you've got a really big job. So, you know, congratulations. Seriously. I can be happy for people who achieve things even when I don't agree with them. I'd like to think I'm a relatively good person. But then we started watching, right? Well, maybe you don't because you've got a life. I watch, and I'm thinking, man, you are really relying on that briefing book a lot. And then I thought, nah, come on, Jeff, don't be a jerk. Don't be nasty. Give her a week. Give her 2 weeks. Give her a month. And now it's like, well, you really should be up to speed. Well, Peter Doocy from Fox, of course, has made it very clear he's not letting up. So here's the latest example of a little discussion that takes place between Doocy and Joe Biden's Minister of Propaganda, Karine Jean-Pierre. This is cut number 7, please.
So as you talk about plans on the other side, it was this president's plans that contributed to inflation. inflation, right?
No, it was not. It was this president's plan, if we talk about the American Rescue Plan, but the president turned the economy back on. There were businesses that were closed, schools that were closed. It is not the president that has created inflation. There are also outside factors that has led us to where we are today.
If things are going so great, though, then why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Frank East said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell you this.
He said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is
what
not.
Changed?
It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday in front of all of you, which is the last thing that you just repeated. There are many factors. There are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider. And I will say that the textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP. We have a strong labor market. We have business that's investing.
Hey, I've got an itch on my left arm. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know how to break it to you. That is the definition. And Brian Deese, who is one of Joe Biden's big-time economic advisors, one of the grand poobahs of the Biden economic plan, stop laughing. I swear to you, there really is supposed to be a Biden economic plan. But he's the big guy. And in 2008, Peter Doocy is absolutely correct, as he almost always is, when Brian Deese said, hey, here's what a recession is. Two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. That's what it is. Now, you can try and spin it, and you notice what she says. Well, I can speak to what he said the other day. Do you not go back in history at all? I mean, is 2008 really such a long time ago that you can't pay attention to it? You can't be aware of it? This is not something new. There's nothing groundbreaking here except the unmasked depravity of leftists, not just leftists in government, not just leftists in politics, but the leftists who populate so many newsrooms around America. I'm telling you, that is what is so ugly about all of this. Hey, couple of reminders here. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. You are always welcome to jump in and grab a piece of the Todd Starn Show. Always love chatting with the devoted listeners of the Todd Starn Show. And by the way, I count myself as a devoted listener. I'm very fortunate that I've known Todd for so many years. I've so thoroughly enjoyed Todd's broadcasting, his real reporting, his writing. I'm a fan. What can I tell you? I just think the world of the guy, as I know you do. So again, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. We're going to chat with Congressman Andy Biggs a little bit later. Andy Biggs represents an area of Arizona, right around Phoenix. And there are such colossal problems right about now with the border that they are overflowing. You've heard this phrase the last couple of years. Every state is a border state. And a lot of folks just sort of poo-pooed that. No, that can't be right. Well, you see what's going on in D.C.? You see what's going on in New York? Muriel Bowser, who is the big-time left-wing mayor of Washington, D.C., and a big proponent of sanctuary cities, along with Eric Adams, the left-wing mayor of New York, who's also a big proponent of sanctuary cities, they're not thrilled these days because Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, okay, you love the idea of illegal aliens coming into the United States? We've got a lot of them here in Texas. They're flowing across the border every single solitary day. They are simply doing terrible, terrible things to our infrastructure. I mean, I don't mean they're out there pulling up roads or such, but there's not enough infrastructure. There's not enough school teachers, not enough school buildings, not enough health care, the rest of it. So Greg Abbott said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send some of these folks your way. And so Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending buses filled with illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. and to New York. And all of a sudden, these major proponents of sanctuary cities, these folks who are just thrilled with every goofy left-wing policy there is, now they're saying, well, this is problematic. It's a real drain on our infrastructure. You don't say. Because I could have sworn Governor Abbott said that. I could have sworn that there were mayors on the border who said that. But now it's happening in Washington, D.C. Now it's a crisis. But what does Muriel Bowser want? Muriel Bowser isn't saying, oh, yeah, we ought to secure that border. Absolutely. I've reevaluated. No. She says, well, we just need more help from the federal government. What's Eric Adams, the mayor up in New York, saying? Is he saying, yeah, maybe we should secure the border properly. Maybe we should do more than just patch some areas of the border wall. Maybe we should actually complete it. No. He's saying all we need is more money from the federal government. Now, what does that really mean? It means more money from you. Because in case you haven't noticed, you don't run into Uncle Sam working an extra job overnight somewhere stocking boxes at the local grocery store to make a couple of bucks. Government doesn't create money. Well, let me rephrase that. Government creates a lot of money. They create a lot of bills. But they don't earn any money. That's up to us. We earn money and then we turn a portion of it over. And they want more of what you're making to deal with the problem they have created. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we head through the rest of the Todd Starnes program. Oh, and a victory, believe it or not, in Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County leaders, the Board of Supervisors, they call them out there, had said they were going to mandate indoor masking requirements again. It was going to happen. I don't know if they were fighting COVID or fighting monkeypox or I don't know. I don't know what the crisis of the day is. But you know what happened in Los Angeles County? Leaders of cities in Los Angeles County said, no, we will not enforce a new mask-wearing mandate. Now, let that sink in for a second. Because if government leaders where you are, where I am, had said something like that, you might say, well, you know, that's just how it is here. I look at my governor, Governor Glenn Youngkin, here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. And I know that Glenn Youngkin is committed to empowering parents, being responsible. So I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Governor Youngkin said, hey, this is on you. If you want to do that, that's up to you. In fact, that's what he said since the very beginning. But Los Angeles County? Does it get more far left wing than L.A. County and California? I don't think it does. So the far left-wing leaders on that board of supervisors say, yep, we're bringing back masks. But leaders of cities and towns inside of Los Angeles County said, we will not enforce a new masking mandate. That's a huge victory. I'm telling you right now, that's like an unexplained outbreak of common sense. We'll see how far that actually goes. Oh, and I got a memory for you from the good Dr. Fauci. You remember him. Everybody's favorite doctor. Yeah. Okay. Don't forget, you've got to be checking out ToddStarnes.com every single day. I am over at ToddStarnes.com multiple times every single day. Thoroughly enjoy what's covered there. There's some great stories up there as we speak. Of course, opportunities to get yourself all of Todd's wonderful books and find out where he's going to be, what he's going to be doing. ToddStarnes.com. And while you're online, yes, I am begging. I'm a little envious. Todd has, like I said, I think he has 87 million people following him on Getter. I'd love to have a couple. If you're on Getter, would you mind giving a follow to the Jeff Katz Show? I would appreciate that. The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter and on Facebook. If you don't mind liking the Jeff Katz Show page, that would be great. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Jeff Katz in for Todd, and I promised you a little piece of Fauci. Well, I know you're thinking, Jeff, could you get possibly a smaller piece of Fauci? I'm ready to be done with him, and most of us are. Remember he said the other day, oh, I'm going to be resigning before Joe Biden is done. I thought, oh, great, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow would be fine. Now he says he's sticking around, but here's the thing. L.A. County now has people there, the most left-wing of the left-wing, saying, we're not doing masks anymore. We're not doing lockdowns anymore. Dr. Fauci himself is now trying to get out from under the fact that he was the one demanding lockdowns. Take a listen to this, would you please, Fauci? It's cut number one.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science based approach to make recommendations.
It was a decision to make a recommendation to the president. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread. This was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Okay, so I didn't recommend anything, and then I recommended something, and I didn't say that we should shut everything down, and then I said we should shut everything down. Wow. All right. So pick a side. Tell me what the facts are. Or are they both the facts? Because they can't both be the facts. Well, I didn't say we should shut anything down. But now I'm saying we should shut stuff down. So which one is it? That's all I'm asking. Which one is it? Now, I remember when all this stuff was breaking out. What were we told? Oh, you got to be afraid. Everybody's going to keel over. It's terrible. Well, if Joe Biden, who by my estimation is like 109 years old, if he can get over COVID in a couple of days, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm thinking the rest of us are probably going to be okay. Now, I want to be clear. I don't want it. I have no desire to be ill. I don't want you to be ill. I don't like sickness. But if you can get over it in Joe Biden's physical state as quickly as Joe Biden got over it, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm not going to stay up nights now worrying about this. My sense is that, well, this is going to be with us forever, right? We've still got the Spanish flu from how many years ago? We've still got the Spanish flu from 100 years ago. We get flu shots every year, do we not? There's flu strains that pop up, they change, they mutate. I mean, it's just kind of the way it is in the real world. So I'm looking at the Biden bounce back. No, not the Joe Manchin thing. That's just another one of those ridiculous, nonsensical things they did. No, I'm talking about the health thing. Look, he was never in good health to begin with, but he was able to get over COVID. Do you realize that the only positive thing to come out of Joe Biden's time as president has been that COVID test from last week? That's it. Well, we're going to be chatting with Congressman Andy Biggs in a few moments. Really, really looking forward to that. Congressman Biggs represents part of Arizona, understands the border issues probably better than anybody that I know. And he's laser beam focused on that. Former chair of the Freedom Caucus. Good, solid guy. It's Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is...
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You betcha. It is the Todd Starnes Show live from the Liberty University studios. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Like Todd, I'm clinging. Clinging to God, I'm clinging to my guns. I'm not giving any of that up. Just not going to do it. And when Aaron Lewis asks the question, am I alone? I'm able to stand up and say, no, sir, you are not. There are a lot of us out here who feel exactly the same way. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona is going to be joining us in a couple of moments on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I will remind you, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Tom is in Gainesville. He's listening on WDUN. Tom, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Hey, Jeff, you're doing a great job. I appreciate you filling in for Todd.
Thank you, sir.
And what you've been talking about with redefining things, whether it's the border, what's happening at the border, that it's secure, it's not secure, whether it's what's the definition of a woman, what's the definition of inflation, what's the definition of a successful withdrawal from Afghanistan, all of those things come under the umbrella of the tactics of tyranny. And here's how it works. The four C's complicate the issue, to confuse people, to take control of them, and to conquer us. The four C's of tyranny. It can be applied to each, pretty much everything that we're upset about today in America. And Hillary, Obama, and his minion, the new resident of the White House, are all applying it. And all we have to do is say, yep, there they go again. And when they say, this is a woman, we say, you need to go back to whoever sold you that lie and demand a refund.
You know, it's a great point, and I think you are spot on. This is from page one of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Rules for Radicals, as written by Saul Alinsky, said, control the language, and that's what's happening now.
And did you ever see the movie Annie Hall?
Yes, but please don't quiz me on it, because I don't remember.
Okay, so here's the line that I was hoping Josh Hawley would have used the other day when he had that insane woman from Berkeley in front of him.
Yeah.
Excuse me, madam, and I would have used the gender, and then I would have said, yes, I got your pronoun. But then I said, excuse me, madam, I'd love to continue our conversation, but it is now time, this is from Woody Allen, it is now time for me to return to planet Earth. Mr. Chairman or Ms. Chairman, I yield back the remainder of my time.
Spot on, Tom. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for calling the Todd Starnes Show. Yeah, we're going to have to write that one down. That's how I feel as well. Like, sometimes you look around and you go, boy, it looks like planet Earth. And these people look human, but clearly it's not. Clearly we've, like, entered into some other dimension. It's like the old Superman comics, you know, the Bizarro world. Oh, everything looked like planet Earth, but it wasn't. It really wasn't planet Earth. That woman from Berkeley, the college professor, the law school professor, well, you're transphobic. Oh, well, Josh, all he said was, would you, and he couldn't even ask the question before she jumped all over him. Pronouns, your chosen pronouns. I got a friend of mine who was firmly convinced, only partially with tongue in cheek, that he was stolen from the British royal family as a child. He's convinced that his pronouns should be Your Majesty and Your Highness. Well, why not? Let him go for it, right? How about Senator Ted Cruz the other day? Senator Ted Cruz said his pronouns are kiss my, and you know exactly what he was inviting people to kiss. We got real problems in the world right about now. We really do. We got real honest-to-goodness problems. But since this administration is either so grossly incompetent or so comprised of just evil people, they don't want to talk about the real issues. Behind the scenes, they're doing whatever they can to undermine this country. I never thought I'd say that, even with Democrats with whom I disagreed. There was a time. Look, I grew up in Philadelphia. You have to understand something. I grew up in the city of Philadelphia. Everybody was a Democrat. But not these Democrats. Man, we were Scoop Jackson Democrats. We were lunchbox, hardworking Democrats. Now, I joke, and it's only a little bit of a joke. I talk about my boots and my blue-collar roots. Right? One of my prized possessions, what I wear, a pair of Harley engineer boots. You know, the black leather boots with the little steel thing on the side, the straps come on. I love those boots. Those are my boots. And it seems to me when you're talking about the uber leftists, they hate those of us who are wearing those boots or work boots. Right? They want to talk about a carbon footprint. They're all about that unless the footprint's been made by somebody wearing a work boot or an engineer boot. I just think it's terribly insulting. I really do. And I always come back to this. They really do hate us. That's where they are now, and it's a shame. Now, as I mentioned to you, Congressman Andy Biggs is going to be joining us in a couple of moments on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and I want to remind you that now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that actually share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they not only share our beliefs, they actually do something about it. You know, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So, you switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use promo code TIDE. You get free activation. You get a free gift as well. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers the other carriers are using. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veterans and first responders, real heroes, as well as multi-line users. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get your special discount. Get your free premier activation by using promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Jeff Katz in today for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd here in the Liberty University studios. Now, we've got a couple of big city mayors, big advocates of sanctuary cities, unsecured borders, Muriel Bowser in D.C. and Eric Adams in New York. Well, Governor Greg Abbott from Texas has now been running a bus service from Texas to those cities. And guess what? They've decided that an unsecured border is, well, problematic for them. Somebody who's been dealing with this a long, long time, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the 5th District of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it is good to chat with you again. So, not that you're laughing, but are you looking at the mayor's NIMBY here and thinking, told you so?
Yeah, I think, well, it's glad. I'm glad that they're at least finally acknowledging that illegal migrants and aliens coming across the border can potentially be a problem. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, to see Mayor Bowser, Mayor Adams, they're just having a fraction of what happens on the border. I mean, you've got cities of 20,000 people that are seeing 400 or 500 people a day coming through. Towns of 100,000 that get 1,000 a day, and they're complaining about a total of 4,000 bus to them from Arizona and Texas. And I grow up. I mean, let's face it. Let's work together now and secure the border.
Do you have a sense that maybe they will change their opinion, or are they just looking for more federal handouts?
I think, unfortunately, I'm a little cynical. I think they're looking for federal handouts. They want access to armories. They want money. They're going to come to Congress probably and say this is an emergency. We need more money, and the border communities and the ability to secure the border will go wanting yet.
Oh, that's awful. Congressman Andy Biggs is joining us. I want to get your insight, Congressman, if you don't mind. I'm not an economist. For that matter, I'm not a biologist, but I do have a clue who women are, and I did learn in Econ 101 what a recession is. How is it possible for these folks with a straight face to just spin and tell us, no, you got to believe us, not your lying eyes on these issues?
Well, they're consistent prevaricators. They don't tell the truth. They're not truth tellers. They're not serious people. Mm-hmm. They're just dangerous people. And so they will tell you, oh, there's no recession. They will tell you that the border is secure. They will tell you that they can't define a woman. They will tell you that we need to go to electric vehicles when we don't have any capacity to do it. They will tell you that gas really isn't $5 a gallon. They'll tell you that we don't have a shortage of baby formula. And if they ever admit any of those problems, it's going to be yours, mine, and Donald Trump's fault, problems and have right. As the causation. So they're not truth tellers.
They are, as you said, proven prevaricators. So the sense, as I look at numbers, is that Republicans, I look at us as the adults, will win the elections in November. But just how much damage will Nancy Pelosi and these folks be able to do before the new class takes office in the House and the Senate?
They can still do considerably more as long as Republicans in the Senate keep caving in and being duped by Chuck Schumer. I mean, come on, who didn't see that CR play coming a mile away? Mm-hmm. Apparently 17 Republican senators. But look, even after we win the November election, they're going to have the lame duck session, which is going to give them probably a good 6 weeks to ram and cram very dangerous legislation that's hostile to Americans, hostile to freedom, and they're going to try to get it all done before we can get enough people in here to start slowing them down and stopping them.
And that's all this is going to be, is it not? If we do win in November, it's essentially pumping the brakes because they're still going to be pushing for insanity. We'll just be able to block it a little bit.
We should be able to get some of our initiatives there. We should be able to peel back some of the garbage that they've managed to and harm they've managed to inflict upon America over the last 19 months. But it's going to take good leadership in the House. It's going to take united front, and we're going to have to recognize that we will still only have a few leverage points, and we're going to have to exercise every one of those in order to stop them and start peeling things back.
Congressman Andy Biggs, who represents the 5th District in Arizona. I wanted to chat a little bit about Republicans. Look, you just mentioned it. We got 17 Republican senators who apparently didn't see the little swindle that Chuck Schumer was going to be involved in, or the little, you know, bait and switch sort of thing. This is something, unfortunately, our side is able to screw up a one-car parade. What is wrong with us half the time?
Well, you know, some of these people think that they know better than the American people. So they're in the Washington, D.C. bubble. They've been there a while. They get duped. Maybe they get shaken down. Maybe they get promised something that they think's more valuable. But the bottom line is they lose track and sight of the promises that they made that got them elected. Mm-hmm. And there are people around this country, you know, certain groups that will say, well, we want you to work with the other side. Well, the other side right now is trying to destroy the country. Yeah. And we should acknowledge that, recognize it, and have some empathy for the people who are getting hosed economically, national security-wise, the woke education garbage. All of these things, we've got to start, you know, these few people, and it's just a few, that walk over. With the Democrats, they need to start waking up, and the American people need to help them wake up.
Absolutely. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, it's like the 6 points of separation, or in this case, 3 points. This Saturday, you are going to be in my neighborhood in Hanover, Virginia. You're coming in, you're appearing with my current congressman, Rob Whitman, who's a friend, and my congressman as of November, who's Congressman Bob Good. And you're going to be literally across the street from my house. I look forward to seeing you and welcome you to my beloved Commonwealth.
Yeah, I can't wait. That'll be great. Virginia's making some national headlines and making some great moves. And yes, you got two good congressmen you just mentioned. Looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds good. Congressman, I thank you for being here. And again, I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday. That is Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. How funny is this? He is literally going to be across the street from my home. My current congressman, great guy by the name of Rob Whitman, that's the 1st congressional district here in Virginia. And because there have been some changes, you know, census changes and the boundary lines and all, redistricting, my congressman, who I absolutely love with all my heart and soul, Rob Whitman, is shifting, or is being shifted, in a slightly different geographic direction. And my new congressman, who I also have loved from afar, is Congressman Bob Good. Well, tomorrow evening in beautiful Hanover, Virginia, that most people have never heard of. And by the way, we want to keep it that way. We have no room for anyone else. We're all filled up. Thank you. But Congressman Andy Biggs is coming to town, and I'm going to be seeing all three of those fine gentlemen this weekend, and I really am looking forward to it. It is one of the nice things. It's one of the heartening things when you can look at some of the members of Congress, when you can look at some of the members of the U.S. Senate and say, yeah, there are some good folks on our side. It doesn't happen all the time. Looking at some of these poll numbers out of Alaska, Lisa Murkowski is in a world of hurt. Now, to me, that's good news, because Lisa Murkowski is one of those, you know, phony conservatives. She pretends to be a conservative when she's back in Alaska campaigning. And then during her time in D.C., she's in with all of the in crowd. Look at what's her name, the one who's soon to be the former congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney. I don't do predictions, but if I did predictions, I'm telling you right now, Liz Cheney, after she loses her seat in Wyoming, I can almost guarantee you she winds up at CNN. But I don't do predictions. And speaking of not doing predictions, Mega Millions is over $1 billion. Now, I know logical people say, Jeff. The lottery is simply a tax on stupid people. No reason to invest in that. No reason to spend your money. I'm sorry. For $2, the chance at $1 billion, I'm taking it. And those who say, oh, Jeff, you know, after taxes, it's only $400 million. Well, that's about $400 million more than I have. Oh, and one other thing. if you win the lottery and then you tell me that it's not going to change your life, I demand you give the money back, because the whole point of winning the lottery with $1 billion is to fundamentally change your life. Do me a favor, give me a follow over on Getter, please. The Jeff Katz Show. Check out ToddStarnes.com. It is Jeff in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. I always learn something listening to Todd, and I'm hoping that I can fulfill that for others as I am sitting in here for Todd at the Liberty University Studios. So I was just joking a couple of moments ago, hey, people who are investing in Mega Millions, right? It's going to be $1 billion. Had other people say, oh, you know, I'm diversified, Jeff. I'm investing in Mega Millions and Powerball. All right. You probably actually would like to look at real investments. And here's what I have found over the years. And I am not an expert on this, and I'm not trying to pretend that I am. But when you take a look at some of these mutual funds and the like, they're supporting things that you and I just do not believe in, that we do not support, that we do not want our money going towards. You know, for years, I listened to Dan Celia, who I thought was a brilliant, brilliant guy. And, you know, I discovered him, by the way, because I recognized his accent, another Philadelphia guy. And he spoke long and proud about Timothy Plan. And I'm so happy. I'm really humbled to bring in Art Alley, who is the founder and president of Timothy Plan, to kind of give us a little insight into what's going on. Art, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, how are you? Good to be with you this afternoon, man.
Yeah.
And thank you for making a comment about Dan. He was one of my best friends, and he was the real deal. And, man, do I ever miss him.
I'll tell you.
As does his audience, yeah.
Absolutely. I looked forward to listening to him every day. Now, sometimes he'd really get into the economic stuff, and I go, okay, I got 10 fingers. Now I'm done. I can't go to 11, but, he was a big proponent of the Timothy Plan, obviously, and I know a little bit about it, but I wanted to bring you in here because we're looking at inflation at 40-year highs, 401ks that are being decimated. We got to protect what we have, but at the same time, we don't want to support bad people doing bad things.
Well, that's exactly right, Jeff. And a comment about to the audience on 401ks. The value in 401ks is you're not going to be taking that money out now, mm-hmm. and in fact, you add to it monthly. So think about just a strategy for a minute, and I'll just do economics. We can talk about the biblical in a minute.
Okay.
But when you're adding to it, when things are down, you are actually getting a bargain with the new money that you're putting in. And as long as you're not pulling it all out right now, it's a form of dollar cost averaging, and I highly recommend that.
Okay.
But you're getting bargains with the new money you're putting in, and then hopefully whenever you're ready to retire and start pulling it out, things will be up substantially, and it will give you a good boost. So believe it or not, a bad thing is a good thing when you're regularly investing in things like 403Bs or 401Ks or any other retirement plan.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, you know, it's funny, as I look at some of these statements that have come in, I haven't really been able to see the silver lining, so maybe that's...
Well, as long as you're keeping adding to it, you're adding to it at bargain prices.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen,
this thing will not stay down forever, and right. This is a great time. And that's the mistake most people tend to make with greed and fear is the dangerous emotions in investing. They buy high and sell low, and that's exactly the opposite of a successful investment experience.
Well, great point there. So tell us a little bit. I mean, very basic economics, all right? You want to buy low, you want to sell high. Even I can understand that. But then again, I also understood recession was two consecutive quarters of negative growth, and apparently I was wrong on that, according to the president, but that's another story.
Of course.
Yeah. But Timothy Plan, this is what I think sparks so much interest and some great conversation, because even as we certainly want our nest egg to grow, we want to be supporting people in our community and taking care of people in the church or in the synagogue or what have you. These programs seem to invest in a lot of cases, maybe not all, but in a lot of cases, aren't in just things that I personally find despicable.
Well, Jeff, I've been saying for, I don't know, more years than I can count, it's always about the money. Mm. And the people that are promoting an unholy or evil agenda understand that fully. Yeah. And the fact is that some of these humongous mutual funds like, and my friend Dan Celia would name names, and I will too right now, BlackRock and Vanguard are the two largest mutual funds in the world, and they are not our friends, Jeff. Okay. These guys are putting, they are so big that they own so much of the stock of these publicly traded companies that they put pressure on the management and leadership of the companies to get into things like this ESG, which very few people understand, but it is a dangerous, ultra-liberal way to promote their unholy agenda, and companies are falling for it, but we won't. Those companies, you know, everybody's talking today about this whole list of companies that are paying for their employees' travel and all other costs to go get abortions in states that they can get them. I mean, that's evil as it comes.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot more to that story than just that. And these are the kind of companies we research for Timothy shareholders. We will not invest in them. We understand it is God's money, not our money. Mm-hmm. And it is incumbent upon us to do the research, but the average person just doesn't know, Jeff. So we can help any listener know what they own or what they own has is promoting or investing in by simply calling our office. We have a service called Evaluator.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us what fund your money's invested in, and we will give you a complimentary report that shows how much of that fund, a mutual fund that you're investing in, is invested in companies involved in abortion or pornography or anti-family entertainment or non-traditional married lifestyles or any of the other myriad of things that the Bible's very clear, don't do this stuff, and we won't, and we don't. But we can help them. We can let them know if they just call us.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you, I think this is such a valuable tool, and there are so many people, as you point out, Art, that we don't know, and I'm going to include myself in that. I don't know. I look at this, and I think, well, I don't know. I don't want to be supporting this. Am I supporting it? Can I research 50 different companies, and how far can I research it? But you guys are the pros at Timothy Plan.
Why don't you be the first, Jeff? Just call our office. Tell them any fund that you may have money invested in, and take a look at the report. It is an incredible research report that's easy to read, and you will know where these dollars you're invested in actually get channeled into companies that, you know, frankly, make some people sick just to think they're investing in companies like that because they know they're promoting evil. So give it a shot, and I encourage all other listeners, call us.
Yeah.
We don't charge anything for that, and it's good. Once you know, then it's up to you. You can stay if you want. But yeah. Timothy's a darn good alternative, and it's real easy to electronically shift funds.
Okay, now that was what I was going to ask you, Art, and remind everybody, Art Alley is joining us, Art Alley from Timothy Plan. So, Art, number one, for folks who are like me and hearing this and going, okay, I don't want to support these things, I want to know, how do they get in touch with you, and how do I, let me not say they, how do I get in touch with you, how do I get you to look at where my money is now?
It's real easy. Our number is real easy. Just call 1-800-TIM-PLAN for Timothy Plan.
Okay.
800-TIM-PLAN. You will have a human being answer the phone. They will connect you with another human being. You don't have to be punching a matrix of numbers to get through to us. And it's a pleasant experience compared to trying to call some of these organizations that I get frustrated calling. So we are in the service business. We make it real easy. Just call, tell them what you want, and you will be connected with one of our support people that will be delighted to help you do that.
I love that. All right. So now let's say, and I mean, I am I'm fearful that some of the stuff I have money in is stuff I don't want to have it in.
hey, if you don't want to know, Jeff, don't call us.
Oh, no. I want to know because I want to yank it out of there. Listen, I told you I was a devoted listener of Dan's. I know. And I look at Timothy Plan. So let's say I chat with somebody there at Timothy Plan. They say, yeah, listen, Jeff, we're really sorry to tell you this. This is what this is in. This is what that's in. Now what do I do? Do I take that money and like bury it in the backyard? Put it under my mattress? What am I supposed to do with it?
Well, they can help you with the various options that you have. But it's important to understand. People think, you know, I send my money in Timothy Plan. Who the heck are they? We are a family of mutual funds. We have 12 different funds and different asset classes, six exchange-traded funds. They can explain all of those options to you. And every one of them are managed by a top-tier, best-of-class money management firm that manages money according to our instructions of what we will not allow them to invest in, and those are the ones on our screen list. It's real easy. Just make the call, and once you're on the call, you'll see. Our people are great on helping you understand what the options are.
So once again, it's 1-800-TIM-PLAN.
1-800-TIM-PLAN.
TIM-PLAN. And I'm looking online, timothyplan.com. You can go there, take a look at it as well.
That's another option, right?
Yeah. I listen, I salute you for doing what you're doing. I really do. And it speaks to you. It speaks to your team that you're willing to give that first part of the equation to everybody simply for asking. I mean, that to me says a lot about you.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You know, people give us a lot of compliments, but it's important that they understand Art Alley is not the chairman of the board. Jesus Christ is, and we're going to honor him in everything we do.
Wow.
He's the one that called this into being. I really didn't want to do this 28 years ago. You know, I was making a nice living. I said, no. But he's got this 2x4 with my name on it, and man, it hurts. But thank God he did, and we are honored to be part of this.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Art, I appreciate you making time for us. I hope you have a thoroughly blessed weekend, my friend. That is Art Alley from Timothy Plan. So if you are like me in this regard, you are concerned about retiring, right? Now, look, I'm not retiring anytime soon. All right, I got, God willing, I got years to go before I get to that point. But I would love to know, I need to know, just exactly where my money is invested with the 401ks. And I've got, what do I have, a 401k, I got a Roth IRA, Heidi's got something. And look, I'm sitting here with my puppy, and we're the only two living creatures in this room. I'm still not the smartest guy in the room, so I can't do this sort of research. So when Art Alley says, hey, you know what? Call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. We'll take care of that for you. And then, if you find out your money someplace you don't want it to be, we'll help you out with getting it put in the right place as well. So thanks so much to Arne Alley joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A couple of folks asked who were kind enough to follow me on Getter about something I have pinned to the top there. I'll address that in just a moment. I remind you that, for me anyway, it's just a thrill to be sitting in for my friend Todd Starn. 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starn Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd. I always humbled when I'm able to do this. I really, really am live from the Liberty University studios. Now, I mentioned to you that I was, begging has such an ugly connotation. I'm just requesting that you take a look at the Jeff Katz Show on Getter. Now, I'm like you. I happen to be a huge fan of Todd's. Have been for a long time. Love not just the radio program, but everything that he's done throughout the years, and especially his writing. I just find his writing to be just off the hook good. But I know he's got so many people over on Getter, and I've asked, hey, you can have as many as you want. Would you mind looking at the Jeff Katz Show, maybe giving that a follow as well? I would appreciate that. And somebody said, hey, Jeff, I did that, and you've got this thing pinned to the top here about your daughter. What gives? All right, so I mentioned a little bit earlier that Julia is 19 years old chronologically, but developmentally, Julia is about 18 months old. So I have as my mission, if you will, to help as many disabled kids as I can. I'm on a million different boards and commissions and committees and blah, blah, blah. But I also want to help the parents of special needs kiddos. And so I'm trying to track down the perfect training. I guess that's the best word, training, program, education for myself that will help me to help those families. And I did find it. And it's pricey. Simple as that. And so people said, well, you want to take a look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is not GoFundMe. GoFundMe seems to have a very political agenda. GiveSendGo is all faith-based. So I started a GiveSendGo. That's what's posted there. It's GiveSendGo.com/HelpJeffHelp. So, yeah, if you want to take a look at that, I would absolutely be grateful for that. GiveSendGo.com/HelpJeffHelp. And if you want to do anything past that, that's great, and if you don't, that's also great. But that's what that is. So if you're looking to follow me on Getter, you'll find that pinned message. I didn't even realize I had pinned it, but there it is. And this program that I'm hoping to do actually begins in October. So, you know, I'm like halfway to my goal, and I'm hoping, I'm praying that we'll be able to get there and get over the finish line and make it happen. But again, if you're looking on Getter, look at The Jeff Katz Show, and you'll find it pinned there. If you're just online and you want to look at it, it's givesendgo.com/HelpJeffHelp. Okay, there you go. We got a lot of stuff still to come, and I'm going to remind you that everything you and I are talking about, everything that you and I are analyzing, you're going to find further details when you go to Todd's website, toddstarns.com, toddstarns.com. And I mentioned, look, I'm a fan. I normally listen to Todd on the KWAM app. And earlier today, listening to this incredible debate and discussion for the local district attorney, Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee. Man, you guys in Memphis have got a lot of stuff you've got to analyze. And I'm hoping you make the right choices. But ToddStarns.com also gives you the opportunity to listen to the show, watch the show. really good stuff. Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd in the Liberty University studio. It's a good day. No, it's a good day. I think it's a good day. Now, I know we've got all the pseudo-economics coming out of D.C. When is a recession not a recession? I mean, it's craziness. But there's actually a piece of news which, well, frankly, I find to be rather inspiring. A $10.3 million settlement for healthcare workers relative to that COVID-mandated shot. Liberty Counsel has been at the front of this. Matt Staver, of course, is the man behind Liberty Counsel, and I'm so happy he is joining us today. Matt, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. Listen, I don't want to steal any of the thunder here. Tell us the background on this, and then tell us how we get to a major, major settlement for $10-plus million.
Well, this goes back to October 2021. We sent a demand letter to North Shore University Health System in Illinois on behalf of a number of its healthcare workers because they had imposed this COVID shot mandate on all their healthcare workers. These are people that worked through COVID without any COVID vaccine. They put their lives, you know, in the midst of danger, and they do that every day. But they gave them an ultimatum: take the shot or be terminated. They did not do any individualized assessment, and so over 500 of these individuals were affected. There are three categories. There's those that were plaintiffs in this case that stood up and they were willing to go to bat. There's the other category of individuals who are not named plaintiffs, but they're part of the class, and they were terminated. And then there's another category that, because of the pressure and they didn't want to lose their job, they succumbed to the COVID mandate shot, but they didn't want to, and it violated their religious beliefs, but they never did lose any time from work. All three of those people are going to be compensated with real money. As a result, what we did is we filed a lawsuit. We began litigating the case. And today in the federal court, we have submitted to the court an agreed-upon settlement with North Shore for $10,337,500, plus there's some additional compensation that's coming as well as a part of this. The class is more than 500 individuals, and as a result, not only will they get paid, we also negotiated a change of the policy. They will no longer have this blanket policy where they just simply deny people's religious exemption. And every single person who lost their job has the right to return with no loss in seniority whatsoever if they want to. Either way, they'll be compensated whether they return or not. But this sends a huge message not only to North Shore but certainly to a lot of other employers that did the same unlawful acts, abusive acts, frankly, to their employees.
You know, that is great to hear, Matt. I'm not surprised that you and Liberty Counsel right at the front of all of this, and you raised the most important part, the religious exemption, and then a message, the message being sent to other employers around America. Do you know of other cases that are similar that might now take this as a blueprint, as a template?
Oh, yes. In fact, we've gotten hundreds and hundreds of people contact us that we've been working with, going through their religious exemption, and when they got denied, going through the EEOC process. So most of those are ready to go. And we have, like, for example, Tyson Foods. They were just as bad or worse than North Shore. They did blanket denials as well. They said, well, you're granted, but you're on permanent leave of absence. And if you don't come back, then you will be terminated. So they did the same thing. And there's many others that we've had contact with. There's also airlines that did that with their airline employees and so many others. So we will be working on some additional class action lawsuits here. But I think the other thing that will happen is it's been surprising that these for-profit firms that do employment litigation for a living, they sat on their hands during COVID. They didn't want to take these cases. They're going to wake up now and say, oh, my goodness, we missed a big opportunity, and they're going to probably start suing as they should have done a long time ago. And those other attorneys that advise their employer clients, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and force this. They're going to be getting calls from their clients saying, did you just hear about this $10.3 million settlement? And we did the same thing. They better be watching out because they're going to be having to pay for their abusive, unlawful action. So in this case, every single person who was terminated is going to get $25,000 with the right of return to their same job. The plaintiffs are going to get an additional $20,000 on top of that, so they'll get $40,000. And then those that were actually never losing any compensation but took the shot against their will, they'll get also compensation as well, up to $3,000. Those numbers can change and vary, sure, but that's the general idea. This is not a class action lawsuit where you get a little token and you get, yeah, you know, a little nice certificate.
Yep.
You're getting real compensation plus a change of policy.
I love that because I think many of us have been notified that we're part of some class action lawsuit, and then you wind up getting a check for 11 cents, and it's going to cost you more to go,
yeah,
to the bank to deposit it. Now, let me ask you about the public sector, Matt. I'm a former police officer, and I've seen this same sort of policy directed towards law enforcement officers, firefighters, obviously members of the military. Does this impact those employees at all?
Oh, yes, it does, because they're also bound by the same law of Title VII, which requires that the employer, private or public, has to take into consideration the sincere religious objection and then seek to accommodate them. And whether it's private or public, you had this unusual situation that just seemed to flood across the country where they just ignored this law and they gave people a mandate, take the shot or be terminated. And some of these people, they were, you know, a year or so away from retirement and they would miss that retirement. Some of them were the only breadwinner in the home and they're family or spouse was in significant medical treatment and they lost their insurance coverage. So for some of them, they'll have significant amounts of damage, especially if they don't get the ability to return to their same job without any loss of seniority. That will simply exponentially increase the damages, whether it's public or private employers.
You know, this is, again, just such a huge, huge decision. Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel is joining us, chair of Liberty Counsel. I'm curious to know whether you think this is going to get widespread coverage from our legacy news media folks who, quite frankly, Matt, were all in on the COVID stuff in the first place.
You know, I'm sure that's why it's good to have your program here, because this gets the information out. And you didn't take money from the government to give the government's message, but a lot of them did.
Yeah.
And that's why you see a lot of this. You know, there's up to $1 billion that were spent to various media by the federal government to have them give a pro-COVID shot, pro-lockdown, pro-restriction, pro-mask message. So, you know, whether they'll pick this up remains to be seen. I'm not optimistic about it. You know, I even posted the result of this case. I posted it on my Facebook, and, of course, you know what Facebook does. They want to make sure you want to post. This is about COVID. Yeah, I do. I mean, this is a factual issue. I mean, are you kidding me? But, you know, that's the absurdity that we're living in today.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. I want to remind everybody about the website for Liberty Council. It's lc.org, lc.org. Matt, in a couple of moments we've got left here, besides this, which, again, my hat is off to you. Congratulations. A huge, huge victory. Anything else that you guys are handling right now that we may want to keep an eye out for?
Well, we're working with the military. We're working in all different areas, private, other places as well, but certainly in the military. And hopefully we'll be getting class certification protection for the United States Marines. Now the Navy has been protected. The Air Force and Space Force just came down this week with a preliminary injunction. We are seeking class certification protection against these COVID shots for all the members of the Marines, the Coast Guard, and the Army. So all of the various branches, it's our goal to make sure they're all protected, especially, you know, it's so egregious to have this happen to healthcare workers who are our heroes, but especially also to our military service members who are even more heroes. They literally put their lives on the line every day, and we have to thank them for our freedom. And it's that very freedom which is being denied them, and we're not going to stand for it.
I'm so happy to hear that. Matt, I thank you for being here, my friend. That is Matt Staver. He is the chair over at Liberty Council. If you want to take a look at the website, lc.org, lc.org. And if you were one of those folks who was told you're going to get this COVID vaccine or you're going to lose your job, you are going to have some information now with this decision relative to the North Shore health system in Illinois. And Matt says this can be a blueprint, can be a template for other folks around the country. And again, I thank Matt Staver for joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to check in with him. Somebody else who I think is doing a great job. And we talk about this all the time, do we not? I certainly talk about it. I know Todd talks about it because I listen to Todd. I listen to Todd every single day. Mike Lindell, another fine guy. And another guy who is standing up against the cancel culture, standing up against the uber leftists who are just determined to shut down anybody and everybody that has a conservative point of view or, God forbid, talks about their personal faith. So here's Mike Lindell, a proud Christian who's attacked for that, a very proud, unapologetic conservative. He's attacked for that. Losing retail space. It's insane. But you and I can actually support him. And let me tell you about one of the many great products. Because here in the Katz household, we got everything. I'm telling you right now, we have been loyal customers of MyPillow for years. Towels. You know, we found out a few years back that they just don't seem to dry anymore. They're very soft. They're very lotiony in the stores. And you're thinking, oh, these will be great. Then you get them home. And you wipe yourself off, you dry yourself off, and you're still soaking wet. Well, Mike Lindell found out that right around 2006, towels were being changed forever. What happened is they started importing them. They started adding softeners. They started adding other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they just didn't work anymore. So he found the best towel company right here in the USA. They've got this proprietary technology. They create towels that feel soft, but they actually work, and they're all made with USA cotton. They come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, you can get a six-piece set. We're talking about two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They're soft yet absorbent. Now, regularly, that'd be $109.99, and that's a good price. Right now, you can get it for $39.99. $39.99. We've got a couple of sets here. We've got them in the master bath. We've got them in the upstairs guest bath and then downstairs as well. You're not going to get anything better. I tell you that. It's always the best with Mike. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me.
But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd from the Liberty University Studios. What is it that you're following these days? Now, I'm just curious because I'm trying to think which part of the misdirection we're falling for. See, I look at some of the folks who tell us that they are leaders, and I guess technically they're in positions of leadership, but being in a position of leadership does not actually make you a leader. And a lot of what we're getting these days is nothing but misdirection. Joe Manchin is one of these guys, right? You want to know the real reason that Joe Manchin is doing what he's doing? Well, Jeff, they revamped the Build Back Better bill, and now it's, better to build back. No. Well, he's a moderate, Jeff. No, he's not. Don't fall for that. That's part of the misdirection. Joe Manchin is not a moderate. Joe Manchin is the only Democrat left standing in West Virginia, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. See, Joe Manchin had the entire West Virginia Democrat Party staffed with Joe Manchin loyalists. Well, an interesting thing happened over the last year and a half. A whole slew of real committed far left wingers, real committed progressive, the AOC squad types, they took over the West Virginia Democrats. And now the guy who's out, if you will, out of touch or not up close and personal, is Joe Manchin. All of his people inside the West Virginia Democrat Party are gone. So this is a play for West Virginia's only surviving Democrat to continue to survive. Now, Joe Manchin in any other profession would have retired already. But he's a professional politician, so he's not going anywhere. And he just announced that he's running for re-election. But how does he get re-elected if the West Virginia Democrat Party establishment is not with him? Well, he gives them some presents. He provides a couple of very, very, very hearty handshakes, if you will. The Build Back Better nonsense, the Build Back Better boondoggle, is slightly less expensive than it was the last time it was pitched. But you know what it is? It's a Christmas tree. It is a giant Christmas tree. And when they first brought this out, it was a 15-foot-tall Christmas tree. You know what it is now? It's a 10-foot-tall Christmas tree. You can still hang a lot of ornaments on a 10-foot-tall Christmas tree. Still plenty of room down there at the base of the 10-foot-tall Christmas tree to put lots of presents, and that's what this is. This is payoffs and very nice handshakes and kisses and hugs left and right. And they are loading this up with all sorts of nonsense. So don't be subject to the misdirection. Pay attention. You go to toddstarns.com. You read the things that Todd is writing. You listen to Todd on a daily basis. And you pay attention. That's what you have to do. Now, this midterm election that's coming up in November, it's not going to solve all of our problems. It essentially will give us the opportunity to tap the brakes. And man, we got to tap the brakes because even as we're tapping them, Joe Biden, the presidential Mr. Magoo, still has us headed towards the cliff. So make sure you're ready come November to vote the right way. Do me a favor, if you would, on Getter, follow The Jeff Katz Show. On Facebook, follow The Jeff Katz Show. Check out ToddStarnes.com, of course. It is Jeff in for Todd. It is The Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd today. It is a Friday, yes, and I don't know about you. Very happy as the weekend is upon us. I really am. Broadcasting from the Liberty University studios, and there's just so much that has happened over the last couple of days that is really vitally important, and I want to remind you about that as we take a look at some of the things that are happening relative to the change in society. It is happening now. Attacks on good people continue to happen, but there seems to be pushback. I'm going to give you an example. Do you ever watch the Yakking Yentas of The View? I mean, it's outrageous. Well, the other day, they were attacking Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. You know, they had the Student Action Summit down in Florida. Apparently very well attended. And they talked about neo-Nazis there. And apparently there were a couple of neo-Nazis outside. But the View women made it sound as if they were invited in. Well, they were not. Charlie Kirk, and Turning Point USA fought back. I just want you to take a listen to what happened with Whoopsie Goldberg and the gang over there at The View. Cut number five, please.
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
Huh. Well, how about that? Oh, okay. Well, why not just get it right in the first place? I mean, they're so determined to trash anybody who's a conservative. They're so determined to undermine and demean and attack and belittle anybody who's not singing from their hymnal. It's almost like they can't help themselves. I think it's crazy, but, well, what are you going to do? George Santos is joining us. George is running for Congress in New York. And if I understand it correctly, he's... a unicorn is the wrong term, but a conservative in New York, in the city? Well, let's find out exactly what's going on. George, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is mine. All right, so people here, wait a minute, is this conservative guy running for Congress in New York? What gives? What's the story here, George?
Well, you know, a lot of people have this understanding that New York doesn't produce conservatives, but this is the home of former political juggernaut, U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato. We do produce good Republicans. Are we the majority? Absolutely not. Are we outnumbered? Absolutely. But you know what? We have grit, we fight, and we deliver. If you look at the New York delegation of members of Congress today, you have Lee Zeldin, who's a staunch conservative, unbendable on his values. We had Peter King, who served for 26 years. We have the House Conference Chair, Lee Stefanik, but we produce great Republicans. We just don't have enough.
Yeah, right. Well, I understand. Look, I lived in Massachusetts for years, and there were a few of us, but definitely not enough. So tell us a little bit about it. I mean, what is this district that you're looking to represent, and why do you think you're the guy for it?
Well, let's put it this way. Look, second time's a charm. I ran in 2020. I came in short. After Election Day, it was very promising, but absentee ballots were very difficult to understand how many people were really going to subscribe to the mechanism of absentees. So I said, second time's a charm. Let's do this again. I'm fighting to protect the American dream. I'm running in a very affluent suburban district outside of New York City on Long Island and northeastern Queens. So the reality of the district is we're a law and order, we're a public safety, we don't mind paying our taxes so long as we're getting the services in return. But when we're the second largest tax area in the country, in the third district of New York, and we're getting our houses broken into, catch and release with criminals, it's a revolving door in the system. So that just bought everything inside of me to come out and say, you know what, I'm doing this, right? I'm product of the American dream. My parents were two immigrants to this country. I came from absolutely nothing. Everything I've earned in my life was through hard work, because the American dream works, and it's not about money, it's about opportunity. And I want to keep those opportunities available for kids to come, for the next generation to come and experience the same blessings that this country gave my family and I.
So, George, if I understand it correctly, Lee Zeldin has said you're the guy for that district, right?
Lee Zeldin has endorsed me, Speaker McCarthy, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a former ambassador to Germany and acting Director of Intelligence, Richard Grenell. I have a national base of support, both from political, from the people. We just launched a commercial ad of endorsement of people from the district, small business owners, people that I was in the front lines with, fighting during the COVID shutdowns, the tyrannical COVID shutdowns that put really the government's knee on the necks of New Yorkers for almost 18 months. Yeah. And I was there with them, side by side, fighting for what I believed in. And these people now are endorsing my campaign because they want somebody who's a fighter.
I think it speaks volumes about you, George. And I was up in New York a couple of weeks ago. Talkers Magazine is the big trade paper for our industry, and I was up at a big conference. Todd Starnes was as well. Landing at JFK, it had been years since I had been through a New York airport, and I got into the Uber, and the guy says, "Look, we got to wear masks in the Uber." I said, really? Yeah, New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, they'll shut me down, they'll take my car, blah, blah, blah. Well, we crossed the line onto Long Island, and all of a sudden he said, okay, take them off now, as if, you know, I didn't know we had crossed the line, but apparently he knew, and COVID knew. I mean, there's a lot of COVID theater still going on, isn't there?
It's theatrical. I mean, when they say Broadway shut down, I'm sorry. Broadway wasn't shut down. It was just deferred into other sectors. It was the biggest production of a lifetime.
Yeah.
COVID in New York City, when you can't dine inside, but you can dine outside in these makeshift, non-ventilated, outdoor structures. I mean, I said, where are the lights? Bring out Broadway, because this is a show, baby. This is exactly what New York was all about during the pandemic.
Yeah, and you've got, and I don't want you to take it the wrong way because you're a New Yorker, but your governor is a wacko. When I was up there, I was watching some of the television commercials, and I knew that this Kathy Hochul, my God, she had been all in favor of no cash bail and, you know, commit whatever crime you like and tell the cops, hey, blank you, we don't care about you. She did a commercial. You would have thought she was Wyatt flipping Earp, like she was cleaning up all the bad guys in town. And I just thought, does anybody fall for that? I mean, haven't you guys lived enough with her in the governor's mansion in Albany to figure out she's a fraud and a phony?
I mean, look, she's the perfect example of how in politics, the only industry, by the way, in the world that you can fail upward.
Yes.
She made a name for herself as a county clerk upstate New York when she said she would not issue driver's license for illegals. She had an A rating from the NRA when she was a congresswoman. Then she became lieutenant governor, and she changed her tone. Now that she's governor, She says she's evolved on all those issues. Now, I don't understand what evolving is, because when you're evolving, there's an evolutionary process where you're improving. It almost seems like she's devolving and she's decreasing, and it's regression. She had great policies. She stood for the Constitution, and now she's an absolute whack job who rips the Constitution like Nancy Pelosi's ripped Donald Trump's speech like a Chinese restaurant menu. Yeah. That's exactly what we're experiencing in the state of New York. Look, pigs eat, hogs get slaughtered. They got greedy for the redistricting in the congressional district here in New York. We took him to court. We sued him, and we won. We won in a Democrat-controlled Supreme Court, a Democrat-controlled Court of Appeals, and an appellate court. So we won because it was so blatantly bad what they did. And this is just what we're living under. That's why I strongly believe Lee Zeldin's going to be our next governor.
Oh, listen, from your lips to God's ears, I was just appalled at some of the stuff I saw, some of the things I heard, and that effort to redistrict essentially the Republican Party out of existence is what it seemed like to me. You're right. It was a step too far. And as you point out, George, winning in a Democrat Supreme Court, winning in the Democrat Court of Appeals, boy, that speaks volumes. You're talking to people all over the country, and we can't necessarily vote for you, but maybe we can help you get over the line. Maybe we can learn a little bit more about you. How do we do that?
You can go on to our website, george4ny.com. That's George, F-O-R-N-Y.com. You can follow me on social media at Santos for Congress, and that's Santos number 4 Congress. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Truth, Getter, you name it, all of it. I haven't been banned from anything yet, so you can.
Well, you got to try harder then, Mr. Santos. Come on now.
Well, goodness. You know what? I think there's so much things they're focusing on, and I guess I get through the cracks.
You're getting the benefit of it, George. An absolute pleasure to chat with you. I hope we get the chance to do it again. I'm going to share your social media information, the website as well, and I wish you nothing but great success up there.
Thank you very much for having me, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is George Santos. So he's running for Congress, and the seat is out. I said it was in the city. I'm wrong. It's out in Long Island primarily, but it has a piece of Queens, and he's got a real good shot of winning. I was amazed when I went to Long Island. I had been to Long Island in the past, but I really hadn't spent a lot of time there. And so when I was up at Hofstra University for the Talkers event, and you remember Todd was up there. Todd did, if I recall correctly, I think he did one show from the city, and then he had a couple of guest hosts and stuff like that. But it was great to see Todd. You know, Todd, when he was with Fox, obviously lived in the city in Brooklyn. My God, and I'm thinking, I grew up in Philadelphia, and I don't mind cities at all. I've been a city guy for the bulk of my life. But boy, I was so ready to get on the plane and come back south of the Mason-Dixon line. I was not born a Southern gentleman. I did not grow up in the South, but I swear to you, I got here as fast as I could. All right, you heard the social media handles for George Santos. Let me give you mine while I have the great honor, the great pleasure of sitting in for the great Todd Starnes. Over on Getter, you can look for The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. On Facebook, you're also looking for The Jeff Katz Show. So here's what I'm asking you to do, and it is a favor. Would you please follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter? Would you please like The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook? It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my buddy Todd. I want to remind you, please, please, please make sure that you are visiting toddstarnes.com. Enjoy Todd every day as So you broadcast live from the Liberty University studios. Now, I got to tell you something. I listened to President Trump speak the other day. And I thought, you know, I've missed this guy. I really have. And not just because when he was in office, the United States of America was actually functioning properly. Not just because when he was in office, gasoline was half the cost of what it is right now. Not only because when he was in office, we were energy independent. Did you know we were an energy exporter? Did you know we were selling oil to other nations? And now our presidential meat puppet has to go over to Saudi Arabia on bended knee, basically, and beg them to sell us overpriced oil? I mean, this is absurd, right? Well, no more mean tweets. Yeah, I guess that's true. I haven't seen very much in the way of mean tweets. But then I'm looking at Twitter and realizing what they're doing over there. I am the one among many who's upset that Elon Musk is not going to go forward and purchase Twitter. But you saw why, right? Elon Musk said, look, they got all sorts of phony accounts over there. I don't know how many real accounts they have. I'm paying essentially so much per real account, and I can't get an accurate count of the accounts. So he's walking away. Now, the whole thing has been fast-tracked. I guess it's a chancery court in Delaware where it's going to be heard pretty quickly. So who knows? Maybe he does wind up buying it, and he shakes all the phonies out. But I do miss President Trump, and I want to give you a little piece of President Trump just as a reminder here. Can we hear cut number two, please?
And I'll tell you what, if I were ever, I'd be the greatest women's basketball coach in history. Because I don't like LeBron James. I like Michael Jordan much better. But I'd go up to LeBron James. It doesn't matter. I'd say, LeBron, did you ever have any desire to be a woman? Because what I'd love you to do is star on my team that I'm building up. I will have the greatest team in history. They'll never lose. Nobody will come within 70 points of this team. Now, we have to change that, and we have to make it okay to talk about it. You know, the young lady I was talking about is afraid to talk about it. She's shunned, and she's canceled when she talks about it. This is crazy.
Can you argue with him? Now, I mean, I want you to think about this for just a second. People on the left are outraged that Leah Thomas did not win Woman of the Year for the NCAA. There are other folks saying, well, of course Leah Thomas didn't win Woman of the Year because she's a biological male. There are other people saying, can we just have a conversation about this? Can we talk about this? Can we point out the realities of the world? That's the problem, isn't it? People want to have a conversation. People want to talk about what is and is not true. And if you dare to question anything, you dare to say anything, my gosh, you're a hateful person. You're a this-a-phobe. You're a that-a-phobe. This is why the Biden White House is able to redefine the term recession. Because they've redefined the word woman, for goodness sakes. So I guess words don't have meanings anymore. I mean, if we're going to go down that path, then is Donald Trump too far off the mark? Couldn't he just go to all the best NBA players and say, okay, just tell people you identify as women now. And now I have the number one WNBA team. Now you are the most successful WNBA players. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? It sounds ridiculous. Because it is. So now we get back to having a conversation amongst adults, an intelligent, thoughtful conversation. I want to say thank you so much to Todd Starnes for allowing me to sit in. Thanks so much to Grace and Kyle for all of their help today. Check out The Jeff Katz Show on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd, and this is The Todd Starnes Show.
So Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know? A driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know? There's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know? A basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.